right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Edith awakens to find Archie sitting on the foot of the bed.
Oh, my, it's 5:30.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, you ain't sleeping.
I know that.
You're pacing the floor.
I know that, Edith. Geez, tell me something I don't know.
Well, there's only 63 more shopping days to Christmas.
Archie sleepily rolls his eyes.
With you.
Not.
Oh, come on, sit down. Something must have happened to you last night.
Nothing. What are you getting so nosy for?
Oh, I ain't being nosy. I'm just talking to you. The secret of a good marriage is for a husband and wife to communicate.
Where'd you get that?
The Reader's Digest.
Well, let the Reader's Digest condense this.
Let me tell you something very important.
What?
I'm your wife.
Archie raises his eyebrows. He lowers his chin and Edith nods.
Who else knows this?
Oh, everybody. And because I am your wife, if something's bothering you, I ought to know about it.
Well, I tell you, Edith, last night I'd done maybe the dumbest thing in my whole life.
Are you sure? You've lived a long time.
Edith strokes his gray hair.
Edith, remember last night I told you I might go bowling?
You went bowling without your ball.
No, I didn't go bowling at all.
Well, that wasn't so dumb. You didn't need your ball.
Help me, Lord. I tell you what I done. I went to a meeting, see?
Oh, who was meeting?
Well, I ain't supposed to tell you.
Well, give me a hint.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Give me another hint.
Where are you, Lord? Over here.
He's everywhere.
I know. I can't tell you, but maybe it wouldn't do no harm if you guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, all the men at the meeting were wearing sheets.
Oh, was they playing trick-or-treat?
Was last night Halloween?
Oh, no. Well, then why was they wearing sheets?
Because sheets go so good with the hoods they was wearing. Huh? Huh?
Oh, I got it. The Ku Klux Klan. Oh, Archie, the Ku Klux Klan.
All right, Zhuzh, about it. Jeez, don't come apart, huh?
Archie closes the window shade.
They don't call themselves the Ku Klux Klan. They call themselves the Queen's Council of Crusaders.
What was you doing there?
I'm sitting there listening to a couple of the high mokey mokes make long speeches there, you know. Down with the Jews, down with the blacks, down with the Pope, down with the UN. And they want me to be a member.
Well, you ain't gonna, are you?
No, I ain't, but they think I am, and I don't know why.
Oh, maybe you said something.
I didn't say nothing. I kept my mouth shut.
Well, maybe it's something about the way you kept your mouth shut.
Nipples, arm, and guessing games and all of that. I don't know what the hell to do. Geez, I need help. What am I going to do? Huh? Say something smart.
He hides under the covers.
Well, just don't go there no more, Archie. They'll forget you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, sure they will. You're easy to forget.
He peeks out from under the blanket.
I recognize a couple of the guys there. They recognize me. They're walking around here. They know me. They know where I live. They could come after me. Geez, they could kill me.
Oh, Archie, what would they want to do a thing like that for?
Gosh, they love doing things like that. Edith. Now, let me explain something.
He tries to get up, but Edith unintentionally blocks him.
The hell with it, I'll explain from here. Once you're in with them guys, you know all your secrets there. You're in there for life, you know. You can't get away. You're still dead to his part, for better or worse, for richer or poor, you know. It's just like a marriage. Only you're all the time under the sheets with men.
So come on downstairs and have a nice hot cup of cocoa.
No, I need my karma soda.
No, cocoa is better.
Gee, fear, you know, it makes your guts burn.
Yeah, well, have some cocoa.
That's funny when you're scared of something, how it brings up the gas.
Yeah, well, cocoa is good for that.
Well, cocoa ain't no good.
Yeah, let me make a nice hot cup of cocoa.
The hell with that cocoa! Dear Lord, if I was drowning, she'd throw cocoa on me. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how to make the yell. You only mean the best. Look, sweetheart, you just go back to bed there. Snore all you want. Jeez, I hate night.
Archie shuffles out of the bedroom, down the hall, and into the kitchen. Turning on the light, he heads to the fridge. He pulls out a box of baking soda.
Good old arms and legs. It's the only thing that really... works. Sometimes you only have to look at the box. Who the hell can that be at this hour?
He raises a window shade on the back door.
Hey, Art, it's me, Gordy Lloyd.
Oh, my God.
He closes the shade.
Yeah, all right. I'm looking in there.
He unlocks the door. Yeah. Gordy steps inside and shakes his hand.
How you doing, Georgie?
Gordy.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I was just on my way to work and I saw your lights on. Are we alone?
Alone? Let me check. Yeah.
He leans into the living room.
Hey, Edith there.
Yeah, Archie.
Where are you?
In bed.
Stay there. Yeah, it's only Edith. We're all alone.
Listen, I got some good news.
Oh, gee, what do you mean good news?
But listen, last night, after you left the meeting, we took a vote, and it was unanimous. You're a shoo-in for membership.
Yeah, but how the hell did that happen?
Well, I think the clincher was that little speech you made about your stupid son-in-law. When you got up there and you said, if we could show you a way to turn that guy around and make him into a law-abiding, patriotic American citizen, that you would do anything we wanted. That was beautiful, Arch.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Oh, hey, you better not do that.
Now, we're starting our first project. We're going to burn 5 crosses in 5 different places. The first one is going to be in front of that lawyer Larson's house. We're heading up the ACLU.
The second one
is going to be in front of that Assemblyman Rappaport's place for supporting that gay rights bill.
The third
one is going to be in front of that black doctor's house, the guy with the white wife.
Who tells me anything?
And the fourth one is going to be in front of your stupid son-in-law's house for writing that letter to the newspaper. And the fifth
Wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean, my son-in-law? What are you doing that to him for? He only wrote one dumb letter.
Yeah, but it was a very dangerous and subversive letter, Arch.
You're gonna burn a cross next door? You can't burn a cross in front of my son-in-law's house.
Oh, sure we can, Arch. You can't, because you're not a member yet, so you can't join in the fun, see? But you can see the flames from your window.
Expressionless. Archie burps.
Now, Arch, at the next meeting, it's gonna be initiation time, and you are gonna be issued your own personal... sheet and hood.
I gotta go. I gotta make a run to it. I don't think you ought to do that. Let's take the whole thing over again here, huh?
Gordy leaves.
Archie, who was you talking to?
Nobody.
Archie, what's the matter with you? You're white as a sheet.
Uh.
What's on your mind?
Archie meets with Mike.
Well, remember that letter you wrote to the paper?
Yeah.
Well, would you do me a little favor?
Yeah.
Would you write another letter, kind of apologizing for the first one?
That's what you want me to do?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's easy.
You'll do that?
No.
Oh, quit kidding around, will you? This here is an emergency.
Look, Arch, if you think you're going to stop me from expressing my opinions, you got another thing coming, which for your brain is two things more than it can handle.
Get away from me, you.
Fine.
Don't you walk away from me, you, when I'm talking to you. What is it with your generation, anyway? You give us 10 years of misery with all the long hair and the dope and the guitars. I spoil in the Vietnam War.
Spoil the Vietnam War?
Yes, yes, you made us stop it there before we had a chance to smash him over there. Now we gotta run over there and buy Earl we could have had for nothing.
Look, I don't want to talk to you about the war anymore. I don't know what you're getting so steamed up for anyway. You're the one who told me to write the letter in the first place.
Well, all I'm telling you now is to write another letter to the editor there. Just say some other guy by the name of Mike Stivic, no better still, just another guy who wrote in and then signed your name.
What's going on down here?
Gloria, you know what your father wants me to do?
What?
Write to the newspaper apologizing for my letter.
Why, Daddy?
Why? Because his fascist buddies down at the saloon don't like my politics. That's why.
Ah, come on. What is it with you anyway? According to you, every Republican's a fascist.
According to you, every Democrat's a communist.
Not every. You never hear me calling Carter a commie?
Oh, well, I'm sure the president will be very relieved to hear that.
Oh, not Jimmy, Billy.
I don't understand you two. What's the point of all this?
Listen to me. All I want him to do is take back that letter he wrote. Now, make him do it there, will you, little girl? See, if he does that, then I'll be able to talk to certain people that, you know, getting a little bit oikled. You know? And they're getting so that they want to maybe do with this or that or these or them or whatever and point a cross in front of your house.
Gloria's jaw slowly drops.
You mean that phone call we got yesterday was for real?
Yes.
Who wants to burn a cross?
Who cares? Oh, what's the difference? Who? Jeez, you get a kick in the groin, you don't holler who, you holler ooh.
Look. Supposing I do write that letter, which I won't, how are you going to stop these people from burning a cross?
I got friends in high places.
Who?
He must know the window washer at the Empire State Building.
Get away from me, huh? I happen to know this guy, see? He's the high mokey moke or the clavity Klieger or the clavin or some damn thing of the Queen's Council of Crusaders.
That's the local KKK.
No.
Hawks, that's the KKK.
No.
The KKK?
No.
This isn't the South.
No. Gloria, there are just as many chapters up here as down there.
No. And they're the ones that want to burn a cross in front of our
house. No. Yeah. But not only you, you see. There's that lawyer Larson that handled all them lefty cases for the ACLWU, see? And then there's that Assemblyman Rappaport, you know, who sponsored that bill with four or five freedoms for the fags or something. And then there's that black doctor that's always sleeping with his white wife.
Daddy, how do you know all of this?
Well, I got a unanimous letter.
Oh, my God.
What?
Take it easy.
Your father is a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, take it easy.
Daddy, you joined the KKK.
She pounds his head.
Daddy on his head. I didn't join nothing. I just went to a meeting.
You went to a meeting of the Ku Klux Klan?
It goes through my head.
You went to a meeting.
You went to a meeting.
I went with a couple of guys. That's all nice fellas there. My daughter be good for business. Next thing you know, they want to make me a member. Hand the gun.
Don't do that.
Come on, Arch. I can't believe you didn't know what you were getting into. You couldn't possibly be that stupid.
That's what you think. They ain't gonna do it if he does what I tell him and writes this letter.
This is the worst thing you've ever done.
You don't know everything.
I thought it was awful when you badmouth Jews and Catholics and Puerto Ricans and you passed a petition around to keep blacks out of the neighborhood. But I never dreamed that underneath that thick skin of yours was the soul of a Klansman.
Hey.
A man who could overturn school buses with children in them.
Hey.
If I ever thought that was possible, I never would have set foot in your house or sat at your table or eaten your food.
Archie raises an eyebrow.
getting yourself involved with racists. You're forgetting about your operation last year, aren't you? When you needed that transfusion. You know, you owe your life to a black woman who gave you her blood.
Ah, little girl, I know that.
I'd like to see the faces on those Klansmen if they ever found that out.
Daddy, you gotta do something to stop it.
What do you want me to do? Put starch in their sheets?
How could you possibly?
Edith runs in.
This guy made his little wife cry.
Your husband is a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, no. Yes, and they're going to burn a cross in front of our house.
No.
What is she talking about?
Michael, we got to get out of this neighborhood. We got to move out of our house.
Gloria, honey, please calm down, relax. We're not going to let these people frighten us. We're not going to be driven out of our house screaming in terror.
What are we going to do?
We're going to leave quietly. We'll check into a motel until this thing blows over, and then we'll find a house in a new neighborhood.
Oh, please, don't move away.
We can't let Joey grow up in an atmosphere of hatred and violence.
Oh, that's Joey. I'll go.
Oh, listen to that meathead. You want the baby up.
Grandma's coming, Joey. Archie, please, talk to him. Don't let him move away.
I ain't going no place. Where the hell are you going to go that's better than this?
As far away from you as possible.
As possible, yes.
Gloria, let me explain.
Don't you talk to us, you cross burner.
I never burnt nothing in my life. Worse than a cigar hole on a sofa.
Oh, he sent a big boy, and he hurt Grandpa, and he wanted to say hello. Oh,
Edith hands baby Joey to Archie.
That boy, yeah.
But Mike takes him away.
I don't want him with you.
He wants to be with me.
Well, I don't want him with you. You know, your grandfather wears sheets.
Did you hear that?
What?
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. That's it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go out and do something I never thought I'd have to do as long as I lived.
What?
I'm going to go out and think, Edith.
Oh, don't do that, Archie. Come on, Joey wants to tell his grandpa how much he loves him. He is grandpa.
I love you too, kiddo.
Mike turns Joey away. Archie looks to Gloria, but she avoids his gaze.
Goodbye, Joey.
Archie leaves.
No.
Edith frets in the doorway, then follows Archie outside. Later, Gordy and Mitch prepare big burlap crosses in the meeting hall.
Who is it?
It's Archie Bunker here.
Oh, hey, Arch.
Hi there, George.
Yeah, or Gordy.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Oh, jeez.
Hey, what do you think, Arch?
Yeah, well, if King Kong was a Catholic, he'd make a hell of a rosary for money.
This is for your son-in-law. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, why does this club have to mourn crosses?
What do you want us to do, send them a nasty letter?
Well, it could be stronger, you know, say a telegram.
Words on a page don't do anything.
Yeah, but maybe it could be one of them singing telegrams with a curse in it.
It's all settled. Oh. We're going to burn these crosses tomorrow night.
Hey, listen, fellas. They won't burn tomorrow night.
And why not?
The paper says rain. Listen, what I come by to tell you about was an operation I had last year where I got some blood, see?
We're gonna put the fear of God into your commie son-in-law.
But listen, I don't want you to burn no cross. You know, I got a little grandson, he's only 2 years old, and I want him to grow up normal, see? And if he sees a cross burning there, he might get the wrong idea of what the cross really means.
Don't tell us about what the cross really means. I don't know what you are, Bunker, but you're not a true blue American.
I'm as true blue as you or you. Hey, I'm against all the right things. Welfare, busing, women's lib. I think sex education should be took out of the schools and put right back where I learned it, in the streets. But look, I don't want to argue with you no more, you know? I just don't want you to burn no crosses, no wares.
Well, what are you going to do about it? We'll burn them anywhere we want to burn them. At your son-in-law's house? At your house?
Locking eyes with Mitch, Archie raises a finger and takes a step back.
Remember this. I know yous guys, know your faces, and I know where you hang out and I know a lot about yous. And I could go to the proper authorities.
They'd only laugh at you.
What if I wore a better suit?
What I'm trying to tell you is there's a whole lot of us, Bunker.
Well, let me tell you. There's a whole lot of us.
Us who?
Us blacks.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my gallbladder operation last year. When I had to take one of them transfusions there, and they put me full of blood.
What blood?
Black blood, buddy. A whole lot of it. I think enough to maybe fill up a six-pack.
So that's what's wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me. Hey, I notice I sing and dance better. But the main thing that does me, see, that gives me the right to call out a whole gang of my black blood brothers to come with me and back me up, see? And if we catch you guys burning any crosses, we're gonna come up here and we're gonna bust your honky hinies.
Archie glares at them and they fret. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Dennis Patrick, Gordy. Roger Bowen, Mitch. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Sony Pictures Television.